Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains unsuccessfully challenged inclusion of the question before the state Supreme Court. The group, which leads a coalition called Protect Families, Protect Choices, held a rally on the steps of the Capitol on Monday. And Jody, you were at that event, which is basically billed as the start of the campaign to defeat what will likely show up on the ballot as Amendment 46 this fall.
Last week, the Supreme Court ruled against Planned Parenthood of the Rockies and said that the issue did not violate a single subject topic and was cleared for the petition process to make it onto the ballot.
Well, let's talk about this measure a bit more because, as we mentioned earlier, this is going to be the third time the Colorado voters will have this choice in front of them. Personhood Colorado is the group that is supporting the measure. Their amendment would extend full rights back to the moment of conception. So from a legal standpoint, what exactly does this mean?
It would give right to life in the Constitution to all innocent persons is the language they use. And they define a person in the Constitution as every human being regardless of the method of creation. And they also point out that a human being is a member of the Homo sapiens species at any stage of development. It differs from the amendment proposed by Colorado Right to Life and Personhood in 2010, in which it defined the beginning of a human being's life as the biological development. And 2 years before that, they talked about the start of a person being from the moment of fertilization. So right now, they're concentrating this year on basically conception as being the start of life. And it has a lot of people who support abortion rights and reproductive freedom up in arms, and they're quite concerned that this could pass again, although the last two times it went down very heavily in defeat by 70% and 73% in 2010 and 2008.
And this group, Personhood Colorado, has until early August in order to collect the needed signatures to get this on the ballot now that they can move forward with it. But state lawmakers are also looking at a piece of legislation that could also extend certain rights to an unborn fetus. Tell us more about House Bill 1130.
House Bill 1130, which is going to be heard in the House this week, would create fetal personhood by creating a new class of victims for a fetus. And it talks about what would happen to a fetus if a mother was killed in a car accident. And basically, it extends rights to the unborn fetus outside of the womb. And lawmakers who are particularly concerned with abortion rights are, again, really upset that this basically legalizes the assault against abortion in Colorado.
And we should say a similar measure was brought up in the legislature last year, but it did not move through the legislative process.
No, it didn't. But this year's amendment has some wording that's a little bit different, and the House is controlled by Republicans who tend to be supportive of this measure. So even though it's probably not going to pass, at least from what we hear, it could be very close.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Sturgoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.